B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show with one open line at 610-622-0975, 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Just call 1-877-GO-GUIDA. That's easy to remember. 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. Well, folks, do you want to learn to be a real player in the sports world? A lot of people out there that play esports. So here's your chance to be a real player. Come out to Nerd Street this Friday. You know where Nerd Street is, right? It's where they build that new arena.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, Nerd Street.
I love it.
Yes. From 4 to 6 p.m. this Friday for the Path to Pro Pep Rally. Now, if you're a fan of the Overwatch League and you think you or your kids, that's right, pimp your kids here, have what it takes to be a gaming pro, this is the event for you. You got the kids that are spending a lot of hours playing esports. Get them involved. You got a chance to meet some esports executives from Nerd Street, World Gaming Network, and even some players from the Houston Outlaws and Philadelphia Fusion, the pro esports teams. Natalie?
Yes.
That's the Path to Pro Pep Rally this Friday from 4 to 6 at Nerd Street. 908 North 3rd Street, it's also called, in Northern Liberties. It's in Northern Lib Nerd Street. I'm sorry, I thought it was by the arena. Nerd Street is 908 North 3rd Street in Northern Liberties. And the event is free.
So 3rd Street's now Nerd Street?
Apparently this area is called Nerd Street.
Well.
They renamed it.
What?
In honor of the esports.
They renamed 3rd Street in Northern Liberties Nerd Street? I live five blocks away.
That section.
That section, yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check it
Not
out.
Not the whole street, just the section.
I'm like, I didn't know it was from North now, not North 3rd.
It's like Citizens Bank Park Way, you know? Yeah. It's just the one little street that they're in. You know what I'm saying?
I live there. I didn't know.
Yeah, got big things going on up there.
All right. Now, let me address Bilal, who is, he got on my nerves, actually. And I love Bilal. Now, Bilal admitted that he boos players. And now he turns around and says, well, players have feelings. All right, so Bilal, when you took the time to boo a player, what was the trigger for the boo? They did not give you what you thought they could give you. So you're dissatisfied with the product, and hence you booed. Well, unfortunately, your lot in life as a professional athlete, I'm trying to make this philosophical here. Your lot in life as a professional athlete requires you to have a harder shell sometimes. So in other words, your feelings, because of your lot in life, are lesser in accountability than the average person. I don't know if that came off right. What I'm saying is that you can't have the same hurt feelings that someone else has because your lot in life as a professional athlete determines that you are in a different stratosphere. And when you sign the contract to make big money and be a star, that requires you sometimes to, well, part of the deal is I have a profession where I'm going to get criticized and it may hurt my feelings. So I can't react like the normal human being would react. You just can't. It's detrimental. Like, your feelings have, in a way, been diluted. You don't have to be a pro athlete. Your abilities and how hard you worked put you into a position of an advantageous position as a profession. But you don't have to have a job that's judged like that. Like, you don't have to be a model and be judged for your looks all the time. If you choose that, it's because you are choosing that life because it's more rewarding for you. But there are rules that come with that. And there are rules that say the person that is the entertainee who is paying the money to see you may sometimes get out of hand in his criticism and judgment of you. That just goes with the territory. And if you don't want that kind of lifestyle, then you can do something else. It's like me. No one takes more crap on social media every day than me. Tyrone, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, and it's because I bring it on myself with strong opinions and attitudes that say, I know and you don't. Now, I know that, but that's my job to do that. So when I take crap, I can't be as sensitive, and sometimes I make the mistake of being, but I can't be as sensitive as the average dude. Like, I can't get my feelings hurt, and I come in the next day and go, yeah, I'm not going to give you my performance today because I'm hurt what you said about me. Because I chose this profession and all of its peaks and valleys and the perks that it brings me. And I can choose not to. But part of the landscape and part of me being in this job is that I'm going to take a lot of crap. And so I can't be as sensitive as the average dude. The athlete is not the fan. So the feelings aren't the same. And they can't be the same. It's unfair to say they're the same. All right. That's
well said.
Good. Jim in Havertown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Wow. So much to talk about, but so little time. I'll start out with the happy stuff. Mikey, I'm using one of my medications to offset the nauseousness of my other medication. So have some patience with me. I just want to say thank you to Natalie and Andrew. I know he's not there today, for making my day last week after I called because my son told me I wasn't able to stay on. I had to get out of the car and go to a, visit a family member. But my son told me he was watching it at home, and he mentioned me afterwards, Mike, as you usually do, and you badmouthed me, of course. But Natalie and Andrew had my back, so I want to thank them for having my back.
That's a violation.
That is a violation.
I just said you were my uncle, like a, you know, a crazy uncle.
Yeah, she wasn't giving you a compliment.
Yeah, she said she liked me, Mike.
No, she really didn't. She says she reminds her of her uncle, who she doesn't like a little bit. But anyway, yeah.
She says he does like the loud uncle, Mike. I watched.
She doesn't like the uncle. She made a crinkle face. So don't get all carried away with her.
I'm carried away with myself.
Yeah.
Because Natalie and Andrew's opinion of me is going to make me or break me. I'm like you, Mikey. I'm not sensitive, although you hang up when I criticize you. And we'll test you right now. Who beat up the name?
I hang up because you're an idiot. Not that you criticize me.
Who's the last name Nelson, brother? How do you pronounce Nelson's last name? Since you hammered the one guy in pronunciation.
Aguilar.
Yeah, Aguilar. You did it too. It's not A-R, it's O-R. Some people beat it to death.
People say Aguilar. They say Aguilar. That's the bad pronunciation of it, not the way I'm pronouncing it.
If you only use the A-R at the end, too, that's still the wrong pronunciation.
What did you call about today? you wasted a minute and 45 seconds. You do it every single call.
I got a fix for the Sixers, loudmouth. Listen to me.
Let's go to Eddie in Reading. Eddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eddie.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Eddie?
I'm excited about the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Last night's game was great. I love the stat with Travis against Bobrovsky. I thought that was incredible that he could score all those goals against one goalie, and they still play him on.
Sandy! You talking about Sandy?
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, Sandy. It'll go Travis. He's Sandy.
Travis Sanheim, right?
Yes. Go ahead. You're missing the point, but go ahead.
I'm
messing with you here, bro. All right, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if he's going to score on the 13th when they play against Florida again. So that should be interesting.
Yes, it should be.
And then also wanted to talk about Hart. I wonder how he's going to do. I'm not sure he's playing or if Elliott's going to be playing tonight against the Islanders.
Yeah, well, it probably won't be Hart.
Yeah, because
they won't go back to back with him coming back. I don't think they'd go back to back with him.
Well, what's with him in away games? I never really understood that.
He's not playing well on the road. It's like a young kid. I think maybe he's a little spooked on the road and he'll outgrow it.
Oh. Okay, well, I got some...
Because you get fueled. You make a big save at home, you get fueled a little bit. That helps your confidence. On the road, you're kind of like on an island.
Oh, okay. So you think he gets affected by...
Yeah, it's only natural. He's 20. You got to kind of grow into like being a savvy vet on the road where like the whole world's against you.
Yeah, I guess I when I was that age, I was probably the same way. You know,
exactly.
Before that way, they didn't even mature.
Right.
So I'm excited about it. Do you think they're going to win tonight?
What's the line on this game, Tyrone? It should. I mean, they're a better team. No, well, maybe not. I don't know.
No.
The Islanders are a good team. I'm sorry. I confused them with the Devils. The Islanders are good. So I would say they probably lose tonight.
Oh, really? Oh. Hmm.
Islanders are a favorite tonight.
It seems like the first period seems to be their toughest period. If they get past that, they have a good shot of winning the game.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, well, that's not a heavy favorite, the Isles, though.
Thin, and it's dropped a little bit.
It is thin.
Flyers plus 115 might be the side if you're going to bet. Seriously, Flyers plus 115.
Yeah. So, look at it. I expected that line to be a little higher on a back-to-back, too, against a good team.
Mm-hmm. A little thin.
Well, anyway, the play I was talking about earlier that is the eye-popper tonight is a classic example of the line telling me something, anyway. And it's Penn State at Purdue tonight. Now, Purdue is not a great team in the Big Ten.
I think they're under 500.
And their league record is under 500.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know about overall. Penn State is on a roll, and they're ranked again. And they're in actually second spot or third spot in the Big Ten. So they're like, look like an NCAA lock, tournament lock. And yet tonight, they are a 5-point underdog. Purdue is a 5-point favorite at home against a much better team. So there's an example of a line just screaming at you. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but there's something weird about that line that is indicating that Purdue romps tonight.
Games at Purdue, right?
It's in West Lafayette, yes. Purdue, a 5-point favorite.
Now, they are 10-2 at home.
Okay. They're a good home team.
Yeah, 14-10
But they're not
overall.
A great team.
No.
And Penn State has proven to be a much better team. Now, if Purdue was going to be favored because of that home court advantage, I would expect it would be 1 or 2 at the most. The fact that they're 5 tells me Penn State's in trouble tonight.
Yeah, that's the right
side. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Jerome in Elkins Park. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey. Hello, people.
What's up, Jerome?
I don't know where to go with this because I don't want to get cut off soon, Mike. But, you know, I like the format of your show. But even when someone comes on and disputes you, now, Jim is a different thing because, you know, he gets under your skin. But it's like anything. You would make a statement, and sometimes if people come at the other way, you might get your feathers ruffled on the fact that they don't agree with you. And that's understandable because you have played ball like I play, like Tyrone, and probably never any of us or even observed it. And I'm saying basically without for you saying where am I hopping around or what I'm going at is that I never understood the fact that people saying they're a fan, that doesn't mean you got to be a homer. And I hate these labels things. We're a world of labels. But to boo somebody when you paid your money and you actually want to see them win and they're winning the game and he's having a good game, I can't understand that.
Well, I don't know what your point is as it involves me here. Like, you're making a point. Like,
I don't
what?
Want you to get me.
You're saying you don't like booing.
I guess, right.
Okay, I don't like booing either. I've never booed in my life, but I can understand why people do it.
I can't. I really, look.
Forget the boo part of it, because I don't like the boo either. The dissatisfaction part. If you're dissatisfied with performance, you have every right to be dissatisfied with
performance. What you're saying is that you're dissatisfied, but yet you then that means that you should be able to do anything as far as a boo.
Well, what do you mean anything? What are they doing? They're voicing their displeasure.
Yeah, well, then you see you're kind of condoning it, even though you don't agree with it.
But you got to understand this part of it, okay? Jerome, when Embiid was booed, it's because he misses a 3-point shot. They're not booing effort when he gets the ball inside. They're booing the fact that he chose to take a 3-point shot.
You're responsible. possibility. And I don't know programming, and you're not going to take this because I'm not going to try to tell you. We are contemporaries age-wise. You've had different experiences than I've had, and I've had different experiences you had. But for me, it's like any of these journalists who, you know, sniff a jock for because of they might have this thing of, and it's not saying you, but as far as an envy of the money they make and what have you, I mean, yes, he's immature. And but for me, if I'm in a position to explain it, it'd be across the board. It's like, no, you don't have to be a homer, but to take and boo someone, I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it's stupid.
So that's your feeling about the boo. Now, are you saying the player should be hurt by that?
It's a possibility whether to get bent. Even Horford did the same thing with his finger when he heard the boo. He did not play well. Now, is he done? Or can he no longer fit in the system?
All right, so how did you feel about the shushing?
As far as what?
Because two players shushed, and one said, shut the bleep up. Now, if you don't like the boo, how did you like that?
For me, it's kind of like, if I see that, I have the option of not following it. There's nothing. Look,
you didn't answer my question.
Yes,
how did
I'm
you
trying,
feel about
you're,
the play?
Trying,
well, I can't give you 5 minutes. And a lot of the callers, I can't spend like 3 minutes talking. So when I cut somebody off, it might not be because I disagree with them. It's like we've ran out of time on the argument. All right. So you can disagree with it. If you've got a point that trumps my point, then I got nothing. So there's that. You know, I don't know what that what actually his point was.
Yeah, because
he's saying that you shouldn't boo. All right, you shouldn't boo then. I've never booed, but I understand why people get disgruntled, and the only way they can manifest a disgruntlement is to utter a sound from their mouth. That's what they do. It's time immemorial.
Yeah, I'm all for booing effort. I personally. Well, I don't boo, but I would prefer people booed effort and not, oh, you missed the shot. That's just
but
me,
they're, what they're saying with the three. Don't do that. They're saying don't take the three. You don't hear them booing. He'll miss a 15-footer. Did they boo? They boo solely because what the trigger is you shouldn't be taking threes. You should be down low. That's what they're booing about.
Right, but they picked a game where he shot three, and they booed him on the second one.
They
don't like to see it at all with him.
In the modern NBA, he took three and made the biggest one of the game.
Tyrone, you're giving people the credit for being at an intellectual level to analyze like we analyze. You make the mistake of doing that. They're just fans that see one thing and it triggers in them dissatisfaction.
Like a cat with the laser pointer. I'm saying, is that what it is? It's just,
you're trying to apply your logic to fan logic, and it's not the same.
I hear you. I'm just saying, in that Bulls game in which they booed, he took three, and he made one of three.
You're going, well, he only took three. Why the? They're looking at it like you shouldn't take any from there. That's what they're looking at it.
Are you sure?
Yes. They don't like to see him miss a three. If it goes in, they're going to be okay with it. The fact that he takes the three over getting low post position is what they're analyzing. And when it misses, they go, see, you should be down low. It's a natural fan response. It's not a Tyrone analytical response.
I'm learning. I'm listening to you. I'm learning.
This is the next level.
They're not looking at it like an analyst. They're looking at it like it's immediate feedback that makes them crazy. They don't take the time to say, well, in that particular situation, it was good that he took the three because of X, Y, and Z. Like you're doing.
All right.
Aaron in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, how you doing, Jeff?
What's up, Aaron?
Not much. So I have to talk to you about the Flyers, who are becoming more of a contender than I thought they were going to be. I was going to ask you what you think they should do at the trade deadline. There's guys like Kreider from the Rangers. There's Peugeot from the Senators. There's Toffoli from the Kings. They're so close to actually being the second seeded team in their division, which has six teams that are going to get 100 points. They are playing way above what I thought that they were going to be able to do. That coach, unlike Brett Brown, when they don't have a good game against like the Devils, he speaks out and that team responds. That team is playing hard. I mean, if they get one player, like, you know, I can't rely on G after his past two playoffs of a total of 0 goals and 1 assist. Consecutive playoff series,
16. You're a classic. Well, I swear to God, you create this canvas of wonderful Flyerville, and then you go right to the jugular with Giroux.
Well, I'm sorry. He got his 800 points.
That's right. you follow the script. I got to give you credit.
As a sports analyst, could they use a player like a Kreider?
Of course they could. Yes, absolutely. Now, who would you give up in a trade to add a significant piece?
Well, they have. That's another thing. They're so deep. They have their farm system, unlike the other teams in this city, is so deep.
Okay.
That they can actually afford to give away like a York, who's a pretty good prospect that they have, and they could trade away a number one draft pick in 2021, which or 2022, which has more value than this year's because of the expansion draft. They could actually maneuver with the Seattle team coming in.
I'm talking about on this roster right now.
They don't have to let anybody go to get Kreider. He's going to use
okay.
a player.
All right. So if they say, give me Farabee, you're out.
I would not do that.
Okay.
I would not do that.
All right. Well, that's why I wanted to stretch the limit on you on how far you want to go with it.
You're not going to need to give up that much to get a Farabee. So, I mean, to get a Kreider.
Okay. Or, you know, all right. They have 69 points right now, and you're feeling very comfortable about it.
There are 4 points behind the Penguins. If you can get a guy like a Kreider, a guy like the Foley, mm-hmm. you can make a push. The Penguins just traded for Zucker from the Wild. Mm-hmm. You got to match that. I mean, you can't just sit back. I think this team is more talented than
yeah.
I realize.
There also is a cap situation you got to contend with.
Well, they got $2.9 million. They can get a guy for a rental player, but they can get the guys I'm talking about.
$2.9 million gets you a significant player. It's like right on the edge.
That's what I mean. That was the one thing that they're still like a year away from fully getting that cap. You can't just bring anybody in because they are a little tight against the cap.
I love my man Aaron. He is all for Flyers' rights. And he speaks about it passionately, and I admire that. And then he'll take a quick turn into the anti-Drew world.
Just
and then wind the car right back on the path of excitement. He's a master.
He likes every Flyer but one. I don't like him, but the rest of them.
But that's kind of a. I feel there's a large faction of the Flyers fan base who can't stand Giroux anymore, and then there's a really large factor that love them. Yeah. But I feel like the vocal minority maybe on Giroux, they're very powerful because they're so passionate about the team and that they just can't stand them.
And yet he's done. He says nothing bad. They've been winning. He's been a good leader this year.
He's just hanging out,
right?
Much.
Like
the people who hate Giroux
got a cute little
kid. They have to get their shots in on Giroux. They always do.
Oh my man, Aaron. he's the most lovingest Flyer fan ever who hates a Flyer that I've ever.
Take the C off. They want to do it like with Lindros. I bet you he wants to see the ceremony when they're sewing the C on somebody else's jersey.
He's got the car radio on. Let me take a chance on another station. It's the Giroux station. Boom. Back to the other one. All right. Mike Missinelli Show, your calls after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Let's get the final Twitter poll numbers, which are brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Give your family their weekends back with a Husqvarna Automower from Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Check out the Automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Miss Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,100 votes on today's poll. Do you think the trolling is a big deal? 22% say yes, 78% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. Reminder for tomorrow, we talked about it early in the show. And hopefully it goes smoothly because it's at this moment arranged. But you never know what can happen tomorrow. So we cross our fingers that Mr. Tighten Up, Archie Bell. That's right. You know, we play this every now and then, tell people to tighten it up. And the man who did the song, Archie Bell and the Drells, will be on this show tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
I can't believe it.
This is great.
This is
so
great.
Happy.
I'm so happy, too.
Think anybody else in America has Archie Bell coming on the show?
No, but that's what makes this so show so special.
It's going to take the sting out of this L coming for the Sixers.
you don't like them tonight.
I don't like them at all tonight. I don't think they're going to get blown out, but I don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to lose a close game. The line also, it's another line speaking to me. It was a pick 'em this morning. It's now 2. It was 2.5. It's 2 now for the Clippers. Yeah.
All right. I couldn't find Hypothetical Man today, but I'm sure I can get in touch with him for the night, for the evening, and during the evening, halftime at the Sixers game. And I'll ring Hypothetical Man up, so he'll be on tomorrow for General Knowledge Wednesday, hopefully.
Okay. Oh, okay. So Archie Bell and Hypothetical Man.
Hypothetical Man, tomorrow.
A great day.
Let's go to Tate in Mount Airy. Tate here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Tate?
All right, love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
So you're welcome. So you say that they shouldn't have feelings.
No, I didn't say that at all. They have feelings. The feelings have to be diluted because of a harder shell that has to form when you sign a major professional contract as an athlete.
Okay, so basically let us boo and they just take it.
No, I'm not saying that they should take it. What I'm saying
is... Not respond.
Yeah, like don't get involved in the drama because all that does is sap your energy.
All right, but Mike, it's like even... you get tight when you're wrong, and we want to hold you to the fact that you're wrong.
Yeah, but I'm never wrong, so I don't. That's what gets me peeved.
Okay, were you wrong about Foles?
No, he played 6 temporary games, and then he went to Jacksonville, and we saw what he was. Right? Was I wrong? Was I wrong about him?
You skipped over the Super Bowl MVP.
No. He had 6 great games and won a Super Bowl. But what in general was I wrong about him? Who else was I wrong about?
You said Korkmaz shouldn't be in the league.
Yeah.
Okay, were you wrong?
Well, I don't know. Has he done it in the playoffs and on the road yet? Was I wrong?
Has he proved that he should be in the league?
Who else you got?
T.J. McConnell.
Oh, I was wrong about T.J. McConnell? Oh, come on, man. Dude, go away. Let's go, Dave in Lebanon. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Dave? How you doing?
I'm doing good tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I'm just, I've been a Philadelphia fan for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, it gets exhausting sometimes.
It's all good. It's all what sports is.
Yeah, I know, but the Sixers are disappointing this year. I just think they took a step backwards this year.
Not over yet.
Yeah, I know. And the Flyers, they're playing good right now, but, I don't know. But the reason I'm calling the Phillies, I'm excited for the Phillies. New coach, new year, I have high hopes.
Why?
Well, I think they're going to do well this year. I think they're going to compete.
Why?
Well,
seriously, what's different about them?
Well, I think they got the manager. I think it's the manager. I think the manager is going to have these guys play.
Yeah.
I really do.
Okay. I think the manager is an upgrade. I don't think it's enough upgrade to get into playoffs.
Well,
it's not a great team. The pitching staff still isn't great, and that let them down last year.
Well, I got a good feeling this year. I think they're going to be competitors. I really do.
Okay.
I think it's going to come around.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Let's go to Jay in Mount Airy. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I just feel like the boo is just a adolescent thing. That's not really a manly thing. I'm one of those fans that, I said this the other day, I'm one of those fans that I coach the guys as I'm watching. If Joel's shooting to me threes, I'm that guy, I'm that fan. Joel, to me threes, go on the block. Get down low. Ben, stop leaving your feet. Stop leaving your feet when you're passing.
All right, other people put forth that message with the boo. Same message.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. It's wrong on both sides if you look at it. First of all, Joel needs just to understand, all players need to understand
you know, put the boo in context, and they do hear it. That boo was not for Joel's performance last night. That boo has been for that poor winning streak on the road. You know, they just watching him shoot a three-pointer and missing, that just reminded everybody of the woes of this team.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I think it's a great look at it.
Right. So he shouldn't look at it like, oh, they're booing me and I'm doing well. But what's funny about that, that's a microcosm of what's going on with the Sixers right now. Ben Simmons and Joel think they're doing well. You know, they both came into the league hurt and got big contracts. They didn't even play in their first year. Number one, number three pick, whatever they were. And on top of that, you know, they're getting voted to these All-Star games. And even with Ben, you as a reserve, it's even worse because coaches are the ones selecting the reserves. So that means you got coaches around the league that are telling Ben, we think you're an All-Star. You don't. So that really makes Ben probably feel like, well, I must be doing things right because I got coaches around the league choosing me. You know, so we just have a screwed up mentality right now with our starting lineup right now. Somebody's got to let them know, yeah, maybe just because you're, you know, you're getting these accolades and they're bringing you in, you still need to work.
Yeah, you know? I hope that message, I hope being an All-Star doesn't, I don't know, like maybe it does. I can't figure out Ben Simmons anymore. You know, well, I'm an All-Star playing while I'm playing, so shut up. All right. Okay. I got it. But see, we looked at this year because somebody just tweeted me. He goes, what do you on Embiid? He's got the same numbers as he did last year. Well, that really wasn't the point of this year. The point of this year was that both of them were supposed to be better. Both of them were supposed to progress. So yeah. We're not judging them by last year's standards because we said, well, all right, what's going to push this team over the top? Well, first of all, those two have to be a lot better, even though they're good. They have to take another step up. They haven't taken it. Whether they're selected for All-Star team or not, they haven't taken the necessary step up that we projected that they would have to have with all the other players around them that were they lost to get to that level of playing for an NBA title.
That's fair. I don't think Ben is content forever being an All-Star, though. I think he wants to be an MVP and a champion.
I hope you're right.
I don't think he just wants to be an All-Star. And also, I don't know what Embiid's going to do, but I know Embiid has higher aspirations. That's part of the reason why he's frustrated. Some of his frustration isn't with others. It's with him, because he does have other aspirations. Now, I don't know if either one of them know how to get there, but I do think both of them have higher aspirations than just All-Star. I do. I think Ben truly wants to be the guy in the league. It's just a matter of will he do the one thing he has to do to be the guy in the league.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with Sound Off right after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the Sound Off line. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave us a message, and we review all the messages, and we select certain ones for play on the Mike Missinelli Show. Let's go.
why do I feel like Embiid is going to have this shush gate stigma for the rest of his career? I'm begging everybody, please just let this die. It's a stupid thing. It's Embiid trying to get in the game. He's trying to get hyped. He made a stupid mistake. Just let it die. Who cares? He trolled you. Get over it. Stop crying. You've been ridiculing the guy for the last 2 months. He does one thing, and everybody wants to lose their mind. Get over it.
Well, okay, but that goes back to my original point. Blot out the noise. Just blot it out. No need to troll. Just blot it out. Play.
Is this going to be a for who, for what moment? Because Ricky never shook it.
Listen, players always have control. If Ricky...
He played well after that. He's still stuck with him. Not really.
Ricky, by the end of his career here, people admired, like, he played every game. And like that. It was there, but it was a spot. It wasn't defining him.
Good day, Philadelphia. It is I, the all-important point. Since the Flyers look legit as far as possibly making the playoffs here, I think I'm going to hang out at least till the end of the regular season. Look forward to seeing you out there. All-important point out.
I think they're going to make the playoffs. They got to keep winning, of course, but I think they're going to make the playoffs. Now, I don't think they're going to make a run, but I don't expect them to make a run. They're just a little too young right now.
Any chance we could hire T.O. to maybe be a mentor to good old Joe on the court? They both share the drama and the social media presence and all that stuff. Both supremely talented. The difference is T.O. worked his butt off 365 and put it all on the field. We need Joe to do that.
T.O. never got booed. They didn't boo T.O., did they? They never booed him.
Not here.
The fan base was sick of the shenanigans, but they didn't boo him.
No. But I don't want T.O. as a mentor for anybody.
No disrespect.
But I don't want him to. No.
Right, but it's not the same category. T.O. was never booed. He was beloved.
Yeah, what's the other guy? It was.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Hey, Mikey, Folky checking in. You want to bet that sandwich tonight? That Folky go off again. Folky going for the trifecta. We're going to have another big game tonight. I want you to do me a favor. Go to Google and type in translate and type in my name, Furkan Korkma. It comes up, Furkan is not afraid. Folky out.
Terrible accent, but that's true.
It was an Asian accent.
Yeah, like that was kind of...
Come on, man, you gotta get turkey on me here.
Yeah. Then I play with the
Asian accent. Yeah, play with the Ben.
Yeah,
it's good. Like the Turkish accent is like they force out the boars. The lips are kind of closed and the words come out.
Yeah, but Booney found that, by the way.
What?
The translation for his name is literally like
Furkan the Greatest.
Furkan is not afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Not afraid.
That's literally what his name
is. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You know, the zoo was going Turkish Delight. And I'm going, what's Turkish Delight? Like, one word didn't go with the other. And then I didn't realize that Turkish Delight's a candy.
Oh, yeah. It's an ice cream, isn't it?
It's a candy.
Oh. Man, I'm confusing it with something else.
I'm going, Turkish Delight, where's that coming from? It's like one word doesn't attach to the other, but it actually does. Zoom knew about the Turkish Delight candy, which I didn't know about.
Oh, I knew about Turkish Delight. I just thought it was an ice cream. I knew it was some sort of delectable treat.
It's a delectable candy treat.
Yes.
You know, I seen that tweet by Joel Embiid, and you know what? I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all, because Brett Brown is the problem. He is the Jason Garrett of NBA head coaches. Ben Simmons is the Tony Romo of point guard. And I'm going to tell you this. They trade Joel Embiid, I'm out. But you know what? To show my defiance, if they trade Joel Embiid, I'll become a Boston Celtics fan. I swear to God I will. Don't make me do this. This process has been a failure. That's a violation.
Yeah, the process has not been a failure. Again, this is all to be determined. If they make a miraculous run to the Eastern Conference Finals, we're looking at it differently, and the coach stays. If they don't, the coach is gone. They'll run it back with different people and try to pay different people around the two stars and milk it out a little bit.
I was trying to follow these changes they're trying to make to the baseball postseason. And I'll tell you the truth, it's really bizarre to go to seven teams with the four champions and three wild cards. And then there's a Rube Goldberg-type formula where they play one another. And I'm wondering if they drug test these people to come up with this stuff.
What, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I know some people in baseball are complaining about it. I think it's great. See, now people are like, well, Mike, you don't want baseball to change. This is perfectly fine. This is in competition changing. This is getting more teams involved. It increases the excitement. You're not changing the rules of baseball. I would shorten the season by 10 games and then add this playoff system, replace it. That's what I would do. I think it's great. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
See you later.
Martin's Delight is a family of confections based on a gel of starch and sugar.
Oh, so it's like a sugar daddy.
It's like a gel.
Oh.
No, it's a gel of starch and sugar. It's like a what do you call it? The
caramel delight?
The charms. You know, just remember those charms, gel things?
No.
Anyway, stay tuned. Sixers and 60 from the Wells Fargo Center will lead you right into Sixers and Clippers out on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Quick slant. Sixers and Flyers pregame show at Flyer Hockey. And the Sixers will be on the Plus, right? Oh, it's a TNT game tonight. All right, my bad. Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.